First, I want to explain what we're shooting for. There are countless cases in Shas where someone owes money he doesn't owe to him. There could be a million cases in Shas where Chemda Yaptin Kosei is such a case, or two Yosef and Shimon's in town is such a case, or Trey Betray is such a case, to say owe him, to say owe him. You could have a million cases where a person owes money and he doesn't owe to whom. I saw Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, and we're going to get to it after, which comes up. Someone gets engaged, and he owes shatchanis. And one person says he's the shatchan, and one person says he's the shatchan. And they're fighting over who is the shatchan. You don't have to pay two shatchanis, but do you have to pay? It's also totally, everything is totally in the rules of this sugya. And that's why I don't want to plow through it and get to the next thing. I want to try to end up with a havana of what the rules are here. Yesterday I made a big mistake. I tried to figure out each box. Not the way to do it. We have to figure out the rules. If we figure out the rules, the boxes will fill themselves in by themselves. And that's what we're going to try to do today, to understand the rules, and hopefully understanding the rules of how this all works, everything will go more easily. However, I have to start from the crucial question of the sugya, which I asked yesterday, and which I discovered is a Reb Chaim, or Baruch Be'er B'Shem Reb Chaim, who answers. And that may make everything a little easier. Stuff in the beginning. Today we're talking lahalacha, like Rabbi Kiva, who we paskin like. Rabbi Tarfin, the truth is we should make one shot like Rabbi Kiva, one like Rabbi Tarfin. But it's confusing enough to go with the shittas we paskin like. So it's the Shach, they all talk about the Psak. So we're going with Rabbi Kiva, who we paskin like. The main question in the sugya that a person kind of, like a tinnik would ask, any child who learns the sugya would ask. If I know I owe somebody money, one of two people, whether because of Geneva, Halva, Pekodin, anything, I know I owe one of two people money. But Yishayla, what do you do? Why is it that we're saying there's a difference if those two people are Shema or those two people are Bala? That was the question I started with yesterday. What's the difference? If I don't know who I owe the money to, if one's a Bari, one's a Shema, I hear. But if they're both Shema, or they're both Bari, why should that change? Nothing should change. And yet, the halacha is, Bidei Adam, I'm talking about, not now talking about Lotus Bishamayim. The din is Bidei Adam. If they're both a Shema, I put the money down and walk away. I only pay one. I don't have to pay anything extra. And if they're both Bari, I have to pay both of them. Why? Why should I have to pay, if they're both Bari, why should I have to pay both of them? That's the question we started with yesterday. And the reason it's a question is because we paskin Bari v'shem alav Bari adif. A Bari can't be my tzimonim. We paskin Bari v'shem alav Bari adif. If you say I owe you money, I say I don't know. I don't have to pay you. Bari v'shem alav Bari adif. So why here, if you're a Bari, is any different than if you're a Shem? Now when I talk about this to the guys downstairs, so what ends up happening is people start thinking, if they're both Bari, why should I have to pay? So people say, oh, you should have to pay. You're a Ganav, it's your fault. But once you say that, so if they're both Shemas, I should have to pay. I'm a Ganav, it's my fault. Whatever reason you give, that Bari, I should have to pay. So Shema v'Shema, I should have to pay both. And whatever reason you give by Shema v'Shema, I shouldn't have to pay both. Bari also should not have to pay both. So we said yesterday, and it's correct, that a Shema of a Shema is one din Torah. It's one din Torah. No one's a Teveya. Who's the one walking into Esk Bezna Shaila? The one who wants to pay, the Ganav. He walks into Bezna, is one din Torah. So we seem to have to accept that when there's one din Torah, B'dinei Yadav, you don't have to pay two. Here's one din Torah, you have to pay one. If the whole nidah is one din Torah, you should only have to pay one. And the chayra, that should be true about any category that we're going to have, whether it's any of the four categories on the board, the chayra. It should be that way, that any time that today has a shema, it's one din Torah over one amount of money. You can't tell me pay everybody. That's not the din Torah. The din Torah is this amount of money. Who gets it? So rule number one, which is, I think, an emissary rule, is that in any case of Shema, the first line sort of on the chart, what we're going to end up by Teveya Shema is to say across the board that Bedinei Adam, you never have to pay more than one. It doesn't matter what column you're going to make. It's one din Torah over one amount of money. It's no Teveya. And what we're going to do, and this is, I think, in a whole, is that Teveya Shema, Bedinei Adam, okay, then we're going to have later the Shema. But this rule is going to hold true. That the Dinei Adam, in all cases, you pay one. And I potter, I mean, one you have to pay, but you're potter for paying anything extra. It doesn't matter what the column is. You can make a column for paying Shatchanis also. Whatever column you're going to make, L'chayret, we have to see if it's all over Shas. If you have cases different, we'll have to deal with it. But that's rule number one. We don't have to look at Shulchan Aruch in each category. If L'chayre should be, B'dinei Adam, there's one din Torah, I owe one amount of money, I didn't ask Bezdin if I should pay two. I came into Bezdin, I say, I have this Gedeva, I have this Halvah. It's one din Torah over one amount of money. Potter, again, potter means potter for paying extra. The one I have, Miniyach U'Mistalek. That's what potter means. Certainly, you're off the hook. Now, let's jump down to Bari. Why don't you say the same thing by Bari? Separate Dinei Torah. Why do I have to pay each one? When there's a Bari, why should I have to pay each one? What's the difference? So separate Dinei Torah. What's the separate Dinei Torah? You come to me, you say, I owe you money. What do I say? What do I say? You say I stole from you. What am I answering? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I should be. It's Bari V'Shem. I should be potter in each din Torah. No. That's the question. Why don't we say the same thing when everyone's a Bari? So for this, Reb Chaim tells us a pshat, which is 100% Nikarim Divrei Emes. It's not a Gedreita, two dinim. It's pshat. The Baruch Be brings from Reb Chaim in Simen Aleph Ois Hei of the Birchus Shmuel. I didn't find it because I have a Bekiyas. I have the Birchus Avron here. And Asugya brings the Baruch Be. He explains it a little more. Baruch Be's Lashon is very curt. And the Hesber is the following. Let me ask you a question. If you come over to me, you say I owe you money. And I say I don't remember. Why am I potter? Why don't I have to pay you? You're a Bari, I'm a Shema. Why don't I have to pay? The answer is, I'm a Mochzik. Right? You want to take away from me, I'm a Mochzik. You have to prove it. You can't just say, you owe me money. You can't come to me and say, you owe me money and you expect me to pay. You have to bring some kind of proof in order to be Mighty Mamon for me. Pashut. That's why Bari V'Shema doesn't work. You know what the din would be? If we would be Bari V'Shema on something that's an Ushas Rabin, the Hu Arvad is a boat at the dock, and you say, Bari, it's yours, and I say, maybe it's mine, you'll get it. So that's not how I say Mechai V'Avaraya. Not being might see it for me. And the Bari, of course, he gets it. The reason Bari normally doesn't win is because the guy against him is a mosik. Zokter Chaim. In all of these cases, Chaim is going on this Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. L'chayr, it applies to all these cases. Zokter Chaim. If you're Tevei Ami, you're a Bari, I'm a Shema. The Shema wins only because he's a mosik. If the Shema himself is Maida, that the thing he has, he stole. It's a stolen thing, or a borrowed thing.
or a pekadin, any of these things. He's mighty, he's not really a muzik. He's mighty, he's not a muzik. If he's going to tell all five people who are teveya him, I'm a muzik, he's not a muzik. He owes it to one of them. It's a stira. Somebody he owes it to. Zok Reb Chaim, the Bari is going to win over here. When the Teveh is a Bari, in these separate Dine Torah, if they're not separate Dine Torah, this whole thing doesn't work. But in each of these separate Dine Torah, you know why the Bari wins? The Bari wins because he is he's a Bari, and the person against him is less than a Shema. The person against him is not even a Mosek. The person against him, he owes somebody. He's not a Mosek. Hey, he's not a Mosek. That's why he cannot, in that case, he cannot win. This is Reb Chaim's Yisai. Yep. Why? Why? Mosek means Hamaytim Chadav Araya kicks, the rule of Hamaytim Chadav Araya kicks in. Your mosek in the stolen item. So Chaim says you can't use that when you're going to use it for all five people or two people, whatever the case is, and certainly by one of them it's not true. It's a stira. You can't, if you know you stole from one of two people, one of five people, you can't tie the mosek against all five. You're not a real mosek, and therefore you don't have a kayach of mosek, and therefore the rule in all the cases should be, according to Rebbe Gali, is that Chayyu b'kol echadav. Okay, you can be one, doesn't matter how many tayyivim there are, in all these cases, okay? So again, filling in the chart, it fills itself in once you know the rule. I'm leaving this out for a reason, the fourth box. Because we're going to have to see if something has to get complicated. So the fourth case we'll talk about later. But once you know the rule, so it's a very simple rule. The rule is, if the Teveh is a Bari, separate in Tyra, everything's Bishmat. We left out one line. When are you Chayav B'dinei Shemayim to pay everybody? So last night I realized, why is it confusing to me? Because we never talked about, and I didn't notice in the Mefarshim, the question, what's the rule? What's the rule to be Chayav B'dinei Shemayim? Like, I think when I learned the Gemara, B'dinei Shemayim means, you know, your conscience bothers you, so pay. If I be a Ganin, Chas V'Shalom, I stole from one of five people, I didn't know who, I would certainly want to pay them Latei Sidei Shemayim. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking, when is Halacha Mechayiv Latei Sidei Shemayim? Believe me, if someone knows he stole a Chassid, Vanchei Maisa, even if Al Pidin, he's not Chayiv Latei Sidei Shemayim, he's going to want to make sure he paid back. He's going to want to make sure the Ganav gave, he's going to go, depends how much money it is probably, but you know, he doesn't want to have problems later. He's going to try to pay back anybody who he can. Chayiv Latei Sidei Shemayim is a Shulchan Aruch Dikidin. In Shulchan Aruch Yechayiv. There's got to be a rule. There's got to be a rule. We have to figure out, what's the rule? When are you Chayiv Latei Sidei Shemayim? We have to figure out, what's the rule? And when we figure out a rule, we could try to apply it across the board. So what's the rule? So I'll tell you what, the way I understand what the rule is. The Chayiv Latei Sidei Shemayim is any time this mess is your fault. You messed up. It's your responsibility. The Lashon, Havalei Lamedik, is a Lashon for it's your responsibility. It's your achrayis. And not the other person's achrayis. When it's your fault, then you're chayiv. When it's not your fault, then you're potter. That's the language of Havalei Lamedik. If it's your fault, you're chayiv. Not your fault, your potter. Let's see if that rule by Latei Sidei Shemayim, again, Latei Sidei Shemayim means you're the one who messed up. You're the one who caused the whole thing to happen. So, let's see. We'll skip the first box. Start with the second. By Pekadim. Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it that I don't know who. Is it my fault? Is it my fault? What would you say? Like, two people gave me a Picard separately. And I don't remember who. I don't remember who gave me what. Tupac gave me a Picardon, and I don't remember who what. And that's Shema. I'm not talking about Bari. That's Shema. Is it my fault? Or I got one Picardon, I don't know too much of two people. So that's the Hagos Hashri's rule. It's not my fault. If you don't remember, it's your thing. You can't have a Taina, I don't remember. What Taina do you have to be? You have a Taina against me. My fault? You're just as bad as me. I don't remember, you don't remember.
Your job is to remember.
Why? But why is it more my achrayus? No. My job is not to remember. I'm allowed to take a halva loan from you or a pekadon from you and tell you, listen, whatever you tell me, I'll give it back. You remember, I'll give you whatever. Now, if I say I won't give it, then it's my job to remember. I can't say I forgot. But I could say, whatever you teveya, if you tell me, I trust you, I'll give it back to you. You don't remember? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Me and my friends. We're not talking about antagonists. I have friends. They give me things. I trust them.
The reason why they remember is because now I get the price to you, so I told you.
You didn't tell why you gave it to me, that's why you forgot. I'll say you gave it to me, that's why I forgot. I left it up to you. Why is it more the job of the Shimer than the job of the Mafkin? The truth is they're both supposed to remember. But you can't be Mechayiv me because I forgot if you forgot. I'm allowed to forget. If you give me something to watch, I'm allowed to purposely forget as long as I say I'll pay you whatever you asked for. No, I don't. No, it's no difference. How about the same thing? I'm allowed to borrow money from you and trust you for whatever you today I need. And I'll pay you. If you're a Shema, what do you want from me? If you're a Shema, it doesn't happen. Can I ask you, you ever work for someone and the person says, you tell them a price, says, look, whatever you say. You know, he trusts you. So, he goes, whatever you say. It never happened. He has to remember more than you have to remember. So therefore, basically, the halacha is, Dina Shemai is telling you whether it's your responsibility to remember or not. So therefore, in these two cases, you're even part of Dina Shemai. Except for one case. Which case, by Picard, do you have to pay both of them?
When the father died.
It makes the mafkin. Chutz. It makes the mafkin. And Shulchan Aruch says the same thing here. Chutz. If the malva died. So now, Kabbalah Levedic. There's a time on you. Why don't you remember? You're responsible to remember. Now you could argue you're not more responsible than the person who died, but the person who died remembered. So chutz based on after based on now, then it's your fault because I have a label made it. So then you chayiv. If it's based on after based on after, then it is your fault. You're the one who messed up. You borrow money. You're responsible to remember. You're not more responsible than him, but if he died. So now, the achrayus falls on you.
That's only before he died.
Well, the taina is that the assumption is that he remembered. So you can ask the question. What happens if I know that the mafkid was a shema? Then a chinami. And I'll be potter. If I know he's a shema, I'm a shema. When he's alive, I'm potter. So now when he dies, that's going to change. It's only when we assume that the mafkid was it. Because really, the achrayus is on everybody.
That's shema. Is that kind of shema also?
What?
That time that maybe
the
who said he knew,
but
maybe
perhaps
also that kind of
shadow. You could argue about it. It seems somehow that it's not that way. That really they're both supposed to remember. Really they're both supposed to remember, despite that I told you about it after. But really everybody's supposed to remember. But you can't blame me if it's your fault just as much. If it's not your fault just as much. So now we get to here. Now, I think. By Geneva, what should be the din there? Din Shemayim. But what should be the din Shemayim by Geneva? What? By Geneva? Are you all asking? By Geneva, you should be chai by din Shemayim. It is your fault. Why is it your fault? What? You should know who you stole from. Everyone agree with that? There are two possible answers. Why is it your fault? What's the other answer? Huh? You should have stolen. You really could have two possible answers to why over here the Mishnah says Yechai. You could have two possible answers. Why is it my fault? So you could tell me it's my fault because Havelei Lameidik. You should remember who you stole from. Or you could say it's your fault. What do you mean? You shouldn't have stolen. You're a ganif. You shouldn't have stolen. What? The second one is more of a kilo, like the teretz of knas. So there are two possible instances. Chayiv here, you chayiv din shemayim. The Mishnah says you chayiv. Okay, the Mishnah says you chayiv. Why? Why you chayiv? So here we can have two possible instances. Either because Havelei Lameidik, or because of knas, or you didn't miss her. Of Yisroel. You have two possible answers here. Right here, Zichar Chayim, Zichar Yopal. But either this reason or this reason. Now this, you have two possible reasons. The Shach goes with this reason. And the Ksais goes with this reason. Okay, the Shach says the reason is Havelei Lameidik. And the Ksais learns because of an Isurim. What's the Nafkamina? What's the difference what the reason is? If I have it anyway. So the Shach says the Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? What? Nafkamina is. Now, before I go to the Nafkamina, I think everything became much easier. If we know the reasons, the whole the chart pretty much holds on itself, as long as you don't get confused. But the top line is easy. Tevez a Sheva Dinei Adam, it's one Din Torah, I don't pay more than one. Tevez a Bari, two Dinei Torah, so I have to pay more than one. Lots is De Shemai, it depends if it's your fault. If it's your fault, pay two. If it's not your fault, fight to pay one. The Shach says enough can be again. Like Gzela, do we say that it's the Achrayus of the Migzal to remember? Just like Pekekodin, we said that the Shomer could say, I forgot, you also forgot. That's what we said, that's why you're Potter, Pekekodin. I forgot, you also forgot. Could the Ganif say the same thing? Could the Ganif say, I forgot, you forgot? What would the Ksais say? Ksais would say, is that a taina? Is that a taina? You forgot, I forgot. What's my fault? So Ksais says, nothing doing. It's your fault, you stole. I'm not talking about forgetting. You stole, it's your fault. So Ksais says, no difference if the Nizal forgot, the Nizal didn't forget. It's your fault, you are of an Isurah. The Shach says, no, it depends. If you stole without the person's knowledge, if you took money out of his cash register, you took money in a way that he couldn't know, so then, you're chayiv lotis yidei shemayim. But the Shach holds that by gezeilah, if the Nigzal saw when you took, and he forgot. If the Nigzal saw and forgot, the Shach holds that you're potter. Because I could say, just like I forgot, you forgot. I'm potter. So the Shach, who says it's because of Havelei Lameidik, holds that you could tell the other person, I forgot, you forgot, we're even.
made in Western Union.
Just
that the same thing the Canada could say have a good thing to say also.
So we both say it. So it's not my fault, not your fault. It's both our faults. So I don't have to pay. Just like by halva and pekad, if they both forgot, we consider them equally responsible in your potter.
I'm not responsible.
No. A nignav?
Yeah, well, I
mean, there's no halacha de
kachrayas.
Well, if to be financially responsible, you would remember. A person who feels the. That's the shara. That's Ketosis Taina. That's really Ketosis Taina. That you did an iser, right? You did something behet. That's we should both remember. The iser. So this is the three lines. The top and bottom line are relatively easy. The middle line is what needs cheshbonos. According to this, what would you say by shatchanos? Someone gets engaged, and two people, each one claims to be the shatran. Well, if they're bari, and the one who got engaged is a shama, huh? I have to pay them both. You have to pay them both, the full shatranis. That's the question, whatever shatranis is. No, they're not tying a partnership, each one's tying. That he did it. The one shatran is the one who gets a commitment. There's no rule in shatranis. The person who thought of it gets zero. Your rules in shulchan aruch, a maskil, a geimer, but a person who thought of the shidduch gets zero money for thinking of shidduchim. You get a thank you. There's no tfias moment because you thought of a shidduch. You think of a shidduch, you tell your friend, and the friend goes and he reads it. He's the shatran. Plenty of people think of shidduch. I think of shidduchim all the time. It just never gets first place. I never push it through. Shatranis is, there are rules, it's similar to shulchan aruch. What dine shatranis? Dine shatranis are the one who does it. Sometimes it's a sichsach. What's the rule? I know that there's a tshuva Shlomo Zalman has on it. I didn't look at the tshuva yet. It's a chelak aleph, the pays, I think. And really, he brings a pistei tshuva. You have to look at the pistei tshuva, who talks about it. Well, we'll have to see. It's definitely going to have to fit the rules that we're discussing. And hopefully when we get to the rules, it'll fit with the rules.
Can I go ahead and $1?
$1 is not shatranis. Shatranis is the dinim moment on shatranis. It goes according to the going rate, if you don't make up the price. Because just like if you go into a store and you take a piece of meat, and you say, I'll pay you after tomorrow, if you come back, you have to pay the going rate. $1 is inadequate for shatranis. I know a mishpacha. The husband is sitting and learning many, many years. The wife teaches in Beis Yaakov. That's my wife. We know them very well. They're very, very tight people financially. And they read a rich shidduch. And she saw dollar signs. You know, shatranis, she'll get money. At the wedding, in one of the fanciest places, the one side came over and said, you know, it's bad mazel not to give shatranis. We gave her $1 and said, we'll settle with you. Here's $1, we'll settle after the chasana. She never got more than $1 from one side. That's what she told me. I told my wife, she's my wife's friend. I said, tell her, she has a tefillah bezin. You know, the school that they're worried about, Geneva, they're not worried about. The school that they felt about. Anyway, we'll get to shatranis. There are a million cases. But right now, this is where we're holding with this chart. I do have to add one exception, which is not a theory to any rule, that here where you're chayiv, there's an exception, like a cotton. What are you not chayiv to each one? Krach echad. If two people give it to you in one krach, in one, whatever exactly krach echad means, but whatever krach echad, if they give it to you together, so then you took from one. Chutzpah krach echad, now this is the exception, if you get a krach echad, so it's not your business. He says a bari, he gave 200, he says 200. Not my business. I got this, and I krach echad, I don't have to give, and the way he's nazgur, krach echad is different, is because his lashon is, there's no chiyuv hashava. There's no chiyuv when you get it with krach echad. That's the way the Ketzais phrases it.
Okay? If you have problems with the Tosfos reason, I don't want to get sidetracked. Everything is fitting so nicely, I really don't want to get sidetracked with it. But if you look at the Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Sim and Shin, what's the first Tosfos? He says that because of Rachim Hashem, I got it with Rachechot. Whether you understand the Tosfos. What? Loi have a Leila Medik. The Tzais wants to hear to Loi have a Leila Medik. Because really, that's why this is an issue. Pashit Loi have a Leila Medik. That's which is true. If have a Leila Medik, it will become his fault. We'll see. There's a reason why the Tzais answers this. It's to answer a question. Loi have a... If they both gave the equivalent of Prach Echad, it will be the same thing. The reason I put it here, in the Gemara by us, in Shulchan Aruch, it talks about Shtar Echad. A Shtar Echad would be the same thing. If you had an Havah, the same idea of Krach Echad, it would be the same. Which basically means Pekad and Havah are exactly the same. There's a Shach in Ayin Vav who says Pekad and Havah are the same. And I think on the chart it really works out, because here also, if you have the equivalent of Krach Echad over here, where both of them left in one Shtar, it would be the same. It would be the same idea. Or this and this are both the same. If you borrow money from two people and they give you $300 in one shtar, and one gave two, one gave one, so vaita, your responsibility is only to the group and not to the individuals, and we'll leave it at that. So it became much more geschmack than yesterday, no? So we have to get to Mekach u'Memkar. What is the issue by Mekach u'Memkar? The issue by Mekach u'Memkar is that in the Shulchan Aruch, says over here, potter. And again, when I say potter, I mean, that's the question. Why does it say potter here? It says here that potter, again, potter means you have to pay one. I'm just writing potter to make the charge simpler. But over there, it says potter in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chaf Beis. And right away, it rings the alarm. It doesn't work with our rules. We set up rules. There's something wrong with our rules. So, first of all, don't let it frighten you. Because all the mefarshim on the page jump. Why you potter? There's a shach. It means that the bach is the kasha, and the shach is the teres. They ask the kasha. For some reason, by mekach u'memkar, what's mekach u'memkar? It means you took money from someone to sell something. And it's one of chamisha b'nei adam, shnei b'nei adam. You don't remember which one. So, vayter, the same thing. Either all in them are shamas, all in them are baris. What? You took, I think the example, it would be the same thing both ways. I think the Shulchan Aruch's example. Let's see. What? Of course, it was yours yesterday. We'll see in a second. The case of Mekach u'Memkar. Shulchan's case, like you said, halakeach mi'echa mechamisha b'nei adam. You bought a chesed from one of five people on credit. V'chol echad mi'echa teveya isay v'aymer ani u'bal ha'mekach. V'oni yedeyam imi me'am lakach. V'niach demei ha'mekach b'nei amu mistalek yu adam u'munachim v'bezden ad shiyaydu ad shiyaydu ad shiyaydu. So you took a chesed. You owe cash to somebody. So what would you say? Why am I potter here? Huh? Lo yehavei lo yehavei. Lo yehavei lo yehavei. So the shach. So the Shach says, the reason you're saying, the Shach says, since Lo yehavei lo yehavei, but he brings a snitch to Lo yehavei lo yehavei. He says, because this is something that's miyad. And the Tebe is a bari, though.
Well,
But the Shach says for a different reason. The Shach says Laval and Medic. It's the Shach's Lashon. He says the Bach is the Kasha. Ishtamit ne la Bach, divrei en muki yosef. Shekosev lahedya. Dafka bibi kodin. Dafka leila medik. Yechayit. Shemach kidin oisel is man rav. Given to him for a long time, so something will happen all the time. Abu b'mekach, the lefi shah, writes in Hadamim. And I buy something, and the next minute I'm going to pay. Nimsa loy have a leila medik. The sover miyad yavei hamoicher, acha moisav. So he says, there's no Havilei Lamedic when you buy something. What does he mean? There's no expectation that there'll be confusion. So it's like Havilei Lamedic. That's how the Shach answers it. L'chaira, and here think with me, the Basra is a different teretz. L'chaira, what you started to say, the Kweter of Chaim, according to Reb Chaim, l'chayra, this would be very geshmak. Let's just see. What was Reb Chaim's rule? Now, I don't want to confuse everybody, because everything here fits nicely enough, and the one box that doesn't fit, they all ask the kasha, which means that we're learning the sugya correctly. Everything till now, we're learning the sugya correctly, we're learning it properly. We'll have to talk about, these are only four cases, you know, you think this is a lot? There are probably 10 more cases. But everything fits with the rules we set today. This next is sort of it's a bonus to follow. Reb Chaim explained why, by Tevei Bari, why does the Bari win? Even the Bari B'Sheva normally is not Bari Adif. Why in the three boxes, in each separate entire, why does the Bari win? So what was Reb Chaim's answer? Reb Chaim said, if a bari comes against me, normally I win because I'm a mitzvah v'avaraya, I'm a mozik. In a regular case, you say, oh, your money, I'm a mozik. Why are the first three boxes different? What was Reb Chaim say? Why are the three first boxes different? If you're a bari against me, why do I pay? Because I have something in front of me which is not mine. I stole it, I borrowed it, or I took it as a patan. I have what you're asking for is not mine. I can't tell five people that it's mine. So the rule of a riot does not apply. What are you asking for? You're asking for me to pay you money, my money, but I owe you money. You're saying I owe money. I took yesterday. I bought a steak from you and I ate it. So each of five people say it was my steak, right? So you're being today, even if you sold me a car, you're not asking for the car, you're asking for the money. All five, what are you asking for? My money. That's a ma'aseh mechaveh avaraya. It's my money. In the first three boxes, when you're coming against me, you're saying a bari, what am I saying? I'm sitting here with this thing on the table, it's either a geneva, or a pekadon, or a halva. There's something that I have that's not mine. It's either a chayv or a kadin or a. So Chaim said in those three cases, the bari wins. I have to pay each one. I can't time that. I'm a muslim. Like Reb Chaim, l'chayre, it would fit well in the third case. There, I am a muslim. You're asking for my money. Unless you could argue with me. So Havad is a chayv. She wants to hear also, maybe here it's also a chayv. Maybe. Maybe. Why by krach echad is it potter? Because there are no two dine Torah by krach echad. I say there are no two. I don't have a dine Torah. You don't have a dine Torah. I want a Torah. Right, we'll go here with the Shach shot. The Shach says over here that I'm potter because I only have a dine medik. And we could argue about this. We could argue, is it have a dine medik? It's not have a dine medik. It's enough that we got all the boxes clear. This box is not clear, but everybody is tumbling about it anyway. So, ishkeferabach. There's no, it doesn't bother me so much. What would be in the top box? Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. What would be Lotzei Sidei Shemayim?
If we say lahavala medik, then the top case will also have to be potu of this edition and l'chayra. Right? L'chayra, that's what we have to say. Okay, I'm putting an intent in. Right? Before we have to say here part of Lotte Sedation theme as well. It's a very interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Sif Beis, Imu Chosid, Noisin Damim L'chol Echad V'Echad K'dei Lotte Sedation Mayim. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're a Chosid, it doesn't mean you're a Bekesha. It's Shulchan Aruch Dik a Chosid. Imu Chosid, pay each one Lotte Sedation Mayim. Zot Dik Tzais, this does not mean Lotei Sidei Shemayim. A normal Lotei Sidei Shemayim, you're a chassid, nishta chassid, you're a shayim Shabbos, not a shayim Shabbos, even a person of a chal Shabbos. If he comes to bed, let me tell him, Yechayiv Lotei Sidei Shemayim. The Tzai says, this does not mean Yechayiv Lotei Sidei Shemayim. It's takapata Lotei Sidei Shemayim. It means, I mean, this chassidus, let me show you something you should pay. But Lamaisa, that potter is correct, like the Tzai. Lotei Shemayim, your potter, even by Tzvi Yisbari. Just, there's a Midas Chassidus to pay. And the Midas Chassidus is in the bottom box. Well, your potter, Midas Chassidus to pay. Al Kaponim, we have now Chlora rules ready to take on Shas. Any case, you can ask me in Shas. I'll ask your case. Any case, you're going to ask me in Shas, I'm ready to answer you. Somebody's not sure. He knows he owes money. He doesn't know to who. I'm ready to answer you. I just have to use my head and fit it into the rules. It might take me a few minutes. But what I do, if you're going to ask me a shayla, I owe either him or him. First thing I'll say, are they Tevea Bari? Yes. I go to the line Tevea Bari. I know I owe somebody. I pay all of them. It's easy, no? Somebody up in Kasai. I don't know who I have to pay. It could be there are other reasons there too. But according to this, it's a pasha. Somebody up in Kasai. Two people are Tevea me. They're both a Bari. I know I owe one of them. It's a chayil chalach adecha. It's never a pashi. No? All the cases in Shas should fit easily. Okay, so there's a little more to send me up in Kasei, but Lamaise fits well. There's one case which bothered me a lot, and I had a very hard time with it. And then I found the Rabbi Chanan. It's a mazel. I was in the store, the farm store, a few weeks ago, and they had a mafteach to the Aral Chanan. I picked it up, and it was worth all the money just for last night. Because I went through everything here in shul last night, and I came home, and this last kasha bothered me. And I thought maybe even someone will ask me, and I didn't know an answer. And after I showered, and after I was ready to go to sleep, I remembered I had the Aral Chanan. I pulled it out. He doesn't ask the following kasha. He has another kasha, and it answers this kasha as well. I'll tell you the kasha. And this disturbed me last night. With all these rules, are very geschmack. But I remembered one case. I don't even remember where in the Gemara this case is. The case of two Yosef and Shimons in town. There's a shtar that I owe money to Yosef and Shimons. And there are two of them. And one Yosef and Shimons says, I have a shtar, you owe me money. To say, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. The other Yosef ben Shimon says, I have a shtar, you owe me money. I say, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. The question is, so Gemara says, Zil hachi kamat chalei, Zil hachi kamat chalei. What's that case? I definitely owe money to one Yosef ben Shimon. Pause, I admit it. Each Yosef ben Shimon is saying, you owe me money. Each one says, you owe me money. I bring a shtar, that you owe me money. I can push away each of them. Zilhachi kamat chalei? Zilhachi kamat chalei. Well, you ask, you tell me, what should be the rule according to our rules? I owe money to one of them. The shtar says I owe to one of them. I'm not tithing the shtar as mezuyah. I owe money to one. I don't know which one. Each one's a bari. L'chayra, I'm chayra l'chalei chabachad. What? Nitva. Is the nitva a shema? So maybe there the case is that the nitva is a shema. No, but the shtar makes it into a bari. The nitva is a shema.
The nitva is a bari. He said each one of them, it certainly wasn't you. Meaning over here we're saying maybe it was you, maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But in this
case, so the question is, you're right.
But could he do that? There's a shtar. The shtar says he definitely owes one of them.
So
it's a shtar mekuyim, it's not mekuyim.
If they both come together,
even separately.
No, separately, it's not like this case. It's not that I don't know. He said, I don't know, I fell out of that. Because here he has money, maybe he owes him. It's not you, the other guy.
You're not wrong, but you're missing one nekuda. There's no, but having lemeida is only enough gemita lati se shemayim lechayra. Oh, you mean it's like the fourth box? There's no time to have a lemeida. It's like the fourth. It's like mekach umemkar. That there's no time to have a lemeida. No, it is. The Shach said there's no Havelah Medik because it's Miyad. He said something that's Lachas Man, Havod, he was a time Havelah Medik. So Mecha Chomemka, we normally pay right away. That's why you should be Medayat, there's both the same names.
So
what line of Ishtai means? Normally, by halvah, halvah made. The shas loshen is by halvah, halvah made. It takes time till you pay. By mekhal memka, it's miyad.
But the halvah made is that the halvah made knows how much you
borrow. That's halvah made.
That's not
halvah made.
Which person?
I have to think about what you're saying. Maybe right. It wouldn't be last minute. I'm just going to tell you the second kasha, and then tomorrow we'll do Rebbe Chaim. You can look at it inside. The Chana's kasha is not this kasha. The Chana's kasha is from tray to tray. The Chana says if you have two Eidim that say you owe Ruvain, that there was Avah you owe it to Ruvain, and two Eidim on the same Avah say you owe it to Shimon, not different Avahs, they're both saying Monday 9 a.m. two Eidim say you have to pay Ruvain, two Eidim say you have to pay Shimon, you have to pay both of them. Not true. Trey the tray, careful each other out. Right, so tray the tray, you don't have to pay. Two Aiden gets two Aiden. You don't have to pay either one. Trey the tray, you don't have to pay either one. It's the same thing, really, as 2 years of a shipping case. So, Fretzer Bachanan, why? Why don't I look at each entire separately? I say it's a separate entire. One person comes against me with two Aiden, I should have to pay. Another person comes against me with two Aiden, I should have to pay. Two DNA tires. This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So tomorrow I'll do Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is in two places. It's in Rabbi Chanan on Bava Metzia, in Chelek Beis, it's a small section of Bava Metzia, Ois Yotes. It's also in the Kaiva Ta'aris, where he says in Zitzu. Rabbi Chanan compares it to Shnei Shvila, in the case I think you're all familiar with, which you'll see. Now, after I tell you, we spent, I don't think this whole year, I ever spent so much time on one Amid, as we spent here on this Sugya. I'd like to come away with a Klarakite. I'd also like to start the next piece of Gemara. Tomorrow, if I can find more cases, my ideal thing would be I could come in tomorrow with a million more cases of these type of things and try to make it fit our rules. I don't know a million cases. I know Rabbi Chanan. I know Shlomo Zalman. It's not so much of Shlomo Zalman's tshuva, but he brings a Pischei tshuva, I think from Kuf Tzadik Hei. It's really the Pisei Tshuva that's important. I'm sure Shlomo Zalman goes into it as well. Those are the two things we'll go into tomorrow. And then the next piece of Gemara, Shtika Kaidar Dami, those of you who are ahead of the game, when you get to it, there's a nice piece in the Birchas Avraham on Shtika Kaidar, which is the Tapri Amid Beis, which we're going to do. But like I say, I hope we'll be able to work on this Sugi and try to get all these rules closed.